Western New York at 100.9, 103.7, 104.3, 104.9, and 105.5. This is WCJW, Warsaw, Batavia, Arcade, Avon, and Geneseo. Today's favorites and the legends. Western New York's CJ Country.
There's much to do as we kick off another busy day here in CJ Country. That's why we bring you an hour of news and information producers need. Take us with you in the barn, on the tractor, or in the truck. We're with you wherever you go. Let's get the show started with Andrew McCray and American Countryside.
This lady was known to back up her words with her hatchet, and that hatchet is still well known over a century later. In fact, you can come here to see it. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In Medicine Lodge, Kansas, you'll find the home of Carrie Nation, a lady we know for wielding a hatchet and smashing saloons in her desire to end the evils of alcohol.
Well, she used the hatchet and rocks to smash the mirrors and what have you in the saloons. That became her signature thing.
John Nation shares the story from the place Carrie and her second husband David once called home. They even have one of her hatchets here.
She started selling little souvenir hatchets for 50 cents a piece to raise money for her ongoing crusade, then wrote a book and published little magazines, The Smasher's Mail, which are very interesting to read.
In fact, it was the proceeds from sales of those trinkets and her publishing and speaking fees that she used to pay the fines when she was jailed for her hatchet jobs. In the early 1900s, she busted up about 30 bars. But John says there's another side to her story.
She did a lot of good, actually, in the community as well. I mean, she helped poor people and got clothes and fed the poor and things like that. Just out of spite, though, I did drink a beer in her house.
She was occasionally accompanied by other ladies on her crusades. It's said she would pray and sing hymns as she used the hatchet to destroy bars. She eventually left Medicine Lodge for Eureka Springs, Arkansas. She's buried in Belton, Missouri, but the museum here has much about her life.
Her home is a museum, and we've got her hatchet and her organ and several things that were hers, and it's a really nice place, so if you get a chance, stop in and see it.
In response to Carrie Nation's activity, some bars began erecting signs that read, "All Nations Welcome, Except Carrie." Traveling the countryside, in Medicine Lodge, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
We need to take a quick break. We'll be back with Tony St. James and Agriculture Today. Sooner or later, you'll need to replace your furnace. If that time is now, come see the folks at Country Line Electric, where they carry the Comfort Air line. Why Comfort Air? Well, they feature a 12-year bumper-to-bumper warranty that's the best in the business. Country Line Electric carries a full line of 80 to 95% efficiency residential furnaces, fuel oil furnaces, including units for mobile homes, and they can even provide a list of contractors to install your new Comfort Air furnace. And if you're a contractor, let Country Line Electric be your source for quality Comfort Air products. Country Line Electric, Silver Springs and Batavia.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Soybean futures have been rallying on strength in soybean oil as it pulled the broader oilseed complex higher, signaling that energy and biofuel expectations, not a traditional supply and demand factor, have been the primary driver. Now, the move confirmed by parallel gains in canola, which reinforces that the rally was oil-led rather than soybean-specific. Advance followed weeks of heavy bearish positioning in soybean oil tied to uncertainty around the renewable fuels policy. And while no new federal announcements have been made, markets did appear to back away from worst-case assumptions on biofuel demand, which prompted short covering and renewed buying interest in vegetable oil markets. Soybean oil stocks remain historically tight. Renewable diesel capacity continues to expand. It's keeping long-term demand expectations intact. Stable crude oil prices also supporting the move, preventing margin pressure from intensifying across the biofuel sector. And canola strength, adding confidence that global vegetable oil balances are tightening, not just U.S. policy sentiment. Meal markets have been lagging. That underscores that the rally not tied to feed demand or export sales. So whether this rally holds really depends on continued strength in the global vegetable oil markets and clear policy direction in the coming weeks. Rural America adding population from 2023 through 2024, marking continued recovery from the pandemic-era downturn, signaling renewed economic stability across non-metro regions. Now, a new Rural America at a Glance report from USDA's Economic Research Service shows positive net migration driving growth, in particular in recreation-dependent counties, while key indicators like employment and poverty have largely returned to their pre-pandemic levels. Economic Research Service analysis finds non-metro employment rebounding to 2019 levels by the year 2024, and poverty rates returning to their pre-COVID conditions in 2023. Now, real median household income increasing recently, though gains remain more modest than those seen during the economic expansion prior to 2020. Financial indicators also improving. Counties with low debt-to-income ratios outnumbered high counties in 2024, in particular across the Great Plains, suggesting greater balance sheet resilience in many rural areas. Brazil's expanding crop production continues to reshape global markets, raising competitive pressure for U.S. producers as the Southern Hemisphere growing season moves forward. William Maples is an extension economist. Mississippi State says early indicators from Brazil suggest another year of heavy export competition for soybeans, corn, and cotton. And the takeaway, large Brazilian crops are heightening the downside price risk if weather allows production to reach projected levels. It's Agriculture Today.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
CJ Country's bringing you news you can use down on the farm. Up next, we join Max Armstrong and the Farm Progress America Report after this short break.
Targeted violence is premeditated violence and is usually directed at a specific individual, group, or location. Targeted violence is different from impulsive, reactive, or emotional acts of violence. Targeted violence can include school shootings, workplace violence, domestic violence, stalking, and terrorist attacks. Please contact the Wyoming County Threat Assessment Committee confidential tip line at 786-6001 if a classmate, coworker, partner, family member, friend, or neighbor starts demonstrating concerning behaviors. For immediate concerns, please call 911.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. Cattle markets have remained volatile so far in 2026 as continued strong demand from consumers weighs against the smallest U.S. beef herd in more than 80 years. Given the tight domestic supply, beef imports have surged, but they are coming from new places. I'll have the update after this. On this week's Agronomy for Your Acres with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions, Tyler Richardson, crop consultant out of Bowling Green, Missouri, joins us. Tyler, how are you advising your growers to make financing work in 2026?
So Nutrien Financial has become a huge part of my business over the last couple years. Especially this year, it's even more pertinent. Many of our programs are 0% interest, and at the same time, keeping their operating notes or any true cash reserves available for other expenses on the farm or other financing avenues that they're using, whether that be paying labor, farm repair, land payments, whatever it may be. We provide a unique and differentiated financing offer for all of our customers.
Tyler, if folks want to have a conversation with Nutrien Financial, how do they get that ball rolling?
Yep, contact your local crop consultant or get on to NutrienAgSolutions.com and you'll be able to find the link to Nutrien Financial there.
Tyler Richardson, crop consultant with Nutrien Ag Solutions, thanks so much for joining us this week.
Dr. Darrell Peel, livestock marketing specialist at Oklahoma State University, recently reviewed shutdown delayed import data from the government to break down the changes in beef imports over the course of last year. The numbers tell a dramatic story about how the U.S. beef market has adapted to shrinking domestic production. For the first 10 months of last year, beef imports were up 20% year-over-year. That followed a 24.5% year-over-year increase in 2024. Peel says increased beef imports are the expected market response to declining beef production here in the U.S., especially decreased production of non-fed processing beef. Through 2025, U.S. cow slaughter is projected to be down a total of nearly 30% from its recent peak in 2022. Beef imports have increased to partially mitigate the resulting decreases in lean processing beef. Through October, Australia was the largest source of U.S. beef imports with a 23.6% share of total imports. Number two was Brazil. They accounted for just shy of 20% of beef imports. Now, despite the political and market focus on Argentina in the fourth quarter of last year, that country only represents just over 2% of total U.S. beef imports. Total. Brazil jumped to roughly 900,000 pounds during that same period. However, an additional 40% tariff was put on Brazil in August, and that resulted in sharply lower imports from that country in September and October. But by the end of November, all of those additional tariffs on Brazilian beef had been removed, which left Brazil with only a tariff quota rate of 26.5%. I'll have more details when we come back. Yes, with the U.S. beef herd still at historic lows and cow slaughter continuing to decline, beef imports will likely remain elevated throughout this year. And the competitive dynamics between different import sources, which are shaped by market forces and tariff policies, will continue to play a big role in the U.S. beef supply chain. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
We are here Monday through Saturday with our CJ Agribusiness Report. We do appreciate you tuning in. This family has been bringing news to farmers from across the Northeast for more than 40 years. It's the AgReadyNet Farm News with Tom and Tim, up next after these messages.
When winter hits hard, step out with confidence in Dryshod waterproof boots designed to keep your feet warm, dry, and super comfortable, no matter how deep the snow or how wild the weather. With rugged but super lightweight soles for grip and insulated for comfort that last all day, these boots don't just resist the elements, they conquer them. Check out the easy on, easy off styles for hunting, working, and playing at dryshodusa.com and visit Kelly's Garage, 2868 Route 246 in Perry to grab your pair of Dryshod waterproof boots. Beyond the original, built to perform.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News. I'm Tom Cassidy with Tim Slezarczyk.
The last full farm bill, the 2018 Ag Improvement Act, expired September 30th of 2023. It's been extended a number of times, most recently through September 30th of 2026. As Congress works to pass a new comprehensive bill with ongoing political debates and funding challenges, there are a number of places where it's doubtful it could work together to get this done. The original expiration was September 30th of 2023, was extended until November of that year, then extended to December of 2024, then extended again through September 2026 with the Continuing Appropriations Act. Lawmakers haven't agreed on a new comprehensive bill to replace the 2018 version that's led to annual stopgap measures. There are a number of debates involving commodity supports, nutrition programs like SNAP, conservation, and rural development. A lot of that with partisan divides delaying the process. And uncertainty continues to build. Ag policy analysts are increasingly suggesting that this could mark a turning point away from a traditional five-year farm bill framework. Lawmakers have struggled to advance a comprehensive package, raising concerns that the long-standing model for federal ag policy might be losing traction amid shifting political dynamics. The most recent full farm bill provision expired 3 years ago. Congress has allowed farm bills to lapse in the past. The gaps were typically short-lived, followed by retroactive fixes once lawmakers reached agreement. Experts are pointing to shifting political priorities, compressed legislative calendars, and deepening partisan divides as the key obstacles to crafting broad farm policy packages. Ag advocates warn that prolonged uncertainty could have ripple effects from across the farm economy, with crop insurance programs, disaster assistance, and ag trade promotion efforts all relying on long-term policy certainty in order to function effectively.
Seed Innovation Protection Alliance seed company members invest 15% of sales into new seed innovations for your cereal acres. Check the bag for certified seed or single-use agreement restrictions so you don't step over the line. Or talk to your seed dealer. Plant breeders develop better, stronger genetics for your farm. So let's reinvest together to improve yields and quality. Without your patronage and trust, seed companies wouldn't be able to continually develop new genetics, traits, seed treatments, and other innovations to meet your needs.
Quality feed. Margins.
Productivity.
Even your herd knows what's important to you. All dairy farmers, our top priority at John Deere is keeping your animals healthy and productive. With our technology, you can reduce overlaps, track nutrient content of your forage, and reduce downtime. We have the solutions to help feed and care for your herd. To learn more, talk to your local John Deere dealer today.
U.S. agriculture land markets have seen rising prices for a number of years, but it looks like that's entered a new phase. U.S. ag land market has shifted after several years of steady growth. Land values continue to be historically high. There are some current signs indicating a more complex situation, driven mostly by local and regional factors. After years of steady growth, they're seeing farmland markets stabilize, according to Colton Lucina, the Senior Vice President of Real Estate Operations at Farmers National Company. He says it's not a sign of collapse, but a recalibration reflecting current commodity prices, input costs, and regional production conditions. Farmland demand has varied more recently by location, with areas with high crop yields, diversified farms, and more dependable groundwater continuing to attract buyers and maintain steady values. But regions facing commodity price pressure with lower yields or limited alternative income sources have seen lower demand. Despite the mixed signals, market conditions remain favorable for many sellers, farmland remaining a resilient long-term asset with well-priced properties attracting strong interest. The makeup of buyers has remained steady, but strategies have changed recently, with active farmers remaining the largest group of buyers, although many of them have become more cautious, weighing profitability concerns against long-term ownership goals more carefully. They focus on high-quality land within their established areas. Investor interest from both local and institutional buyers has remained steady, with many viewing the moderation in land values as an opportunity to enter the market at more disciplined prices.
And now another episode of One Soil to Live.
I just can't let you keep treating it like dirt, Claude.
Well, you know I don't mean to, Samantha. It's just
It's just what? You don't know it's alive?
Well,
it is alive. And if you want to get the most out of it, you'll follow these four principles to keep it healthy and functioning.
All right, Samantha. I'm listening.
First, keep it covered and keep living roots in it throughout the year with diverse plants and rotations. And finally, disturb it as little as possible.
And if I do as you say, Samantha?
If you do, Claude, I have a feeling it'll be the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
There's an amazing amount of life in healthy soil. More importantly, that life can help make our nation's farms more productive, profitable, and resilient. Contact your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
This is the Ag Radio Network Farm News, a voice for farmers of the Northeast.
Bill Baker will join us in just a few minutes with Dairy Radio Now. Just ahead, it's Jeff Ishii with today's On the Farm Report after this quick break.
When it comes to taking care of your land, you need equipment built to last. That's why so many property owners across Western New York and around the United States trust Woodmax, proudly based right here in Akron, New York. For more than 15 years, Woodmax has designed and built premium tractor and skid steer attachments that turn hard jobs into manageable work. Whether it's clearing lake effect snow in the winter, mowing pastures in the summer, or tackling spring and fall cleanup with a wood chipper, Woodmax has the attachment for your property's needs. Each Woodmax product is engineered with durability in mind, backed by warranty protection, and supported locally by the Back 40 Group team, a proud veteran-founded company who recognizes and salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. They take pride in ensuring every customer's expectations are met even long after the sale. Visit Woodmax.com or stop by 42 Jackson Street in Akron and discover why thousands of landowners nationwide rely on trust in their products to get the job done with ease.
From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
Spectacular sunsets. The symphony of nature's nightlife. One thing's for sure, you don't have to be a farmer to enjoy the peace and quiet of rural living. Farm Credit specializes in loans for rural property. So if you're looking for a place to hunt, fish, raise a family, or cultivate a crop, call us today at 800-919-FARM or find us at farmcreditofvirginias.com. Farm Credit is an equal housing, equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 456965.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
There is a lot of speculation by farmers and consumers about what meat prices will do in 2026.
For the most part, increased production and price forecasts from the prior month are noted in USDA's January Meat Outlook. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jankowski says some exceptions include
tight supplies that are kind of dominating the market for cattle and beef. So year over year, beef production expected to be down 260 million pounds.
Despite month-over-month production increases forecasted for beef in 2025 and 2026. Meanwhile, broiler production projections for last year were slightly lowered from the previous month, while broiler production for 2026 note month-over-month and year-over-year increases.
In terms of global meat trade, most of the changes this month were relatively minor. Pork exports for 2026, we raised 65 million pounds this month. Year-over-year, they would be up about 123 million pounds.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Rod, for that report.
Soil, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Soil Ship Enterprise to explore soil life, to boldly grow where cover crops have never grown before.
Farmer's Log, soil date 31655.4. We've come across some strange but incredibly helpful life forms. We didn't have to travel far to find them, but these organisms have proven invaluable on our trip through the solar system. They help feed us by nourishing and protecting our crops. They've built our soil structure to make it more resilient to the harsh weather we encounter. Our sensors indicate they're even helping us store carbon that plants take out of the atmosphere and put it back into the soil. Guess you can say our living and life-giving soil is the best thing to cling on to.
Sorry. That's soil fleet humor.
Visit your local USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service office today and learn more about the basics and benefits of soil health. This message brought to you by USDA and this radio station.
Just enough time for our daily pearl of wisdom, which reminds us that sorrow looks back, worry looks around, while faith looks up. That's Pearl of Wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.
Empire Livestock Market in Pavilion held a sale yesterday. Let's get an update of results.
Good morning, CJ Country. Here's your Empire Livestock Market report for January 22nd. We had 142 cows, 96 calves, 4 Holstein feeders, 8 Holstein fats. The Bob calves were 10 cents to $2. Grow calves over 96 pounds were $10.50 to $12.80. Grow calves 80 pounds to 94 pounds were $3 to $13.40. Beef cross heifer calves were $8 to $16.60. Beef cross bull calves were $5 to $17.10. The good cows today were $1.36 to $1.57. Lean cows were 30 cents to $1.35. The Holstein feeders were $77.50 to $2. The Holstein fats were $1.85 to $2.01. Our auctions at Empire Livestock are every Monday and Thursday at 12:30. This is Tony Perry. Thank you and have a great day.
Moving right along with this morning's edition of the CJ Agri Business Report, it's time to get an update from Washington with the USDA report.
Considerable drought coverage to start 2026, according to the first U.S. Drought Monitor of the year. This is USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
For the U.S. Drought Monitor data, January 6th, we see drought coverage across the lower 48 states at 44.8%. That is up 4.5 percentage points from 4 weeks ago on December 9th.
He adds drought coverage above 40% of the country has taken place since mid-September of last year.
We do see some differences from region to region. It is worth noting that we did see considerable worsening during the month of December across the central and southern Great Plains, extending eastward all the way into the southeast and the middle Atlantic states, with just a few exceptions, that pretty much the entire southeastern quadrant of the country trending drier during December. But on the flip side, we did see improving conditions in much of the western United States, with the caveat that we are still seeing a lack of snowpack at many high elevation sites.
How does this translate into drought coverage of crop and commodity production areas to start the new year? Rippey begins with a look at winter wheat in drought.
As of January 6th, we see 42% of our U.S. winter wheat production area in drought. That is up 8 percentage points from where we were 4 weeks ago on December 9th, so an increase from 34 to 42%. But interestingly, we are seeing very little drought across the central Great Plains, including top producer Kansas. And so a lot of the drought coverage in our winter wheat areas is across the Mid-South, the lower Midwest, and some lingering drought in the Northwest.
And as for drought coverage for other commodities,
as of January 6th, 42% of the U.S. hay production area in drought. That is up from 29% back on December 9th. A lot of the middle areas of the country are in reasonably good shape. A lot of the hay production areas across the South, extending into the lower Midwest, are experiencing drought. Cattle inventory and drought as of January 6th, 36%. That is up from 25% 4 weeks ago on December 9th. A lot of our key middle of the country cattle production areas are generally drought free, and it's all the other areas, and especially from the southern plains into the southeast. A lot of those cattle are experiencing drought.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
We've hit the midway point of today's CJ Agribusiness Report. There's lots of information still ahead, and that includes Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker coming next.
Avon Power Equipment has everything you need to get your yard work done. Lawnmowers, riders, zero turns, chainsaws, string trimmers, gas blowers, tractors, snow blowers, and more from top brands like Bad Boy, Cub Cadet, Echo, Husqvarna, LS Tractor, Spartan, and others. Plus a full service team that has plenty of experience working on all brands and machines. Avon Power Equipment believes in the products they sell, which is why they offer a lifetime engine and powertrain coverage on all zero-turn mowers. Like and follow Avon Power Equipment on Facebook or stop on down 1533 Route 15 in Avon across from the flea market and drive-in for Avon Power Equipment.
It's time now for Inside Dairy, powered by Farm and Ranch Media, your fresh take on all things dairy. Now, here's your host, Susan Littlefield.
Welcome to another edition of Inside Dairy. It is Market Friday, so we're going to catch up with Sean Hackett. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors as he does the comparisons in the current dairy market.
Well, I think everyone has to remember last year we were dealing with avian flu. We had production depressed in the U.S. Prices rallied as a result, and they were very attractive. And now the issues with avian flu have been ameliorated for now. And we're getting the rebound production effect in the U.S. And we're getting production rebounding in Europe and in New Zealand because we had those better prices last year. And so that has produced a significant increase in global milk production. And demand has actually been kind of weak, backing off as the global consumer and the U.S. consumer is starting to really pull back on their spending. We're starting to see issues with consumer sentiment, and so it's just that we just got ourselves into an avian flu-induced snapback here that we need 3 to 6 months to eat through before I think the market will rebalance itself and get into a better balance in the back half of 26. So unfortunately, the low prices that we're seeing now, I think we're going to continue to see them. Doesn't mean we can't have a rally. Doesn't mean we can't have some short covering and markets just don't go flat and sideways forever.
Joining us for Market Friday on Inside Dairy is Sean Hackett. He's with Hackett Financial Advisors. When we come back, we'll focus on what he's seen for export opportunities for those within the dairy industry. Stick around. More is coming up in just a moment on Inside Dairy.
Download the Farm and Ranch Media mobile app today. Stay up to date with markets, ag weather, the latest news affecting agriculture, and much more. You can also listen back to past episodes of our farm programming from the American Ag Network, Agriculture of America, and Market Talk, along with podcasts such as American Ag Today, Cattle Chatter, Farm Unfiltered, Inside Dairy, and so much more. Search for Farm and Ranch Media in your Apple App Store or Google Play Store and download it for free today.
I greatly appreciate them coming and their time, what they've done, and I hope they can still keep on doing it for other people down the road.
Since 2006, Farm Rescue has helped to bridge the gap of crisis for farm and ranch families throughout the region. Through your generosity, we're able to provide free planting, haying, harvest, and livestock feeding assistance when unexpected injury, illness, or natural disaster strikes. Please help us continue our mission with a tax-deductible gift at farmrescue.org/donate today.
Continuing with Sean Hackett here on Inside Dairy as we talk about export opportunities.
I mean, there's always opportunities. The problem is that because everyone else is producing excess milk, everyone else also has available exportable supplies. So the competition's very, very fierce. Usually in the dairy industry, we have a shortage, somebody else doesn't. They have a shortage, we don't. And someone can gain the export advantage in this case because everyone seems to be overproducing right now. I think it's going to be hard for us to gain export market share, unless we were to see a resumption of U.S. dollar weakness, that we just haven't been able to see here for the last several months. So I don't think that the picture is terrible for exports, but I don't think we can get ourselves out of the oversupply in the first half of the year. Looking at exports, I think we're going to have to develop an improved domestic demand base on top of it.
Globally, do you see an oversupply right now of milk products?
We do have an oversupply in global supplies, but I would say China, which has had been and was a huge driver of dairy for years, got into an oversupply situation about 5 or 6 years ago, and their prices have plummeted year after year after year, but they actually have gone sideways this past year, and indications are they might start to turn up. And we've seen the Chinese very active in these two-week GDT cash price auctions that that are out there. And in fact, we saw some very large buying in milk powder, which increased milk powder prices, one of the biggest increases on a particular GDT auction we've seen in probably several years.
Sean Hackett joining us for Market Friday on Inside Dairy.
The latest weather forecast and Tony St. James with the American Cattle Report and the closing market report, all just ahead. We're going to take a quick break. Then it's back with today's Farm to Fork report and Daryl Anderson. Some take the easy way out. They're headed south. The rest of us, we're getting ready to tough out another Western New York winter. So if you're hanging around, swing by Burt's Lumber & Perry to pick up what you need to stay warm. Portable heaters, generators, insulation, weather stripping, caulk and spray foam, plastic sheeting, heat tapes, pipe insulation, driveway plowing markers, ice melters, snow shovels, roof rakes, and a whole lot more. So if you're not headed south, head for Burt's. Burt's Lumber & Hardware & Perry. Open 7 days a week, including Sunday. 9 to 1.
So there's skim milk, aka fat-free. There's 1% and 2%. Ever wonder why there isn't a 3%? Well, being a nerdy mom, I do. And you know what? There is one. That's right. It's called whole milk. Whole milk only has 3% milk fat, which, when you think about it, and I do, is not a lot of fat at all. And did you know that no matter what cow's milk you prefer, they all have 8 grams of protein? Of course, it is wonderful. We have so many alternatives, but many nut and plant-based milk substitutes don't meet the nutritional levels naturally contained in dairy. And I'm not big on thickeners, flavorings, or added sugars. Bottom line, cow's milk is still the gold standard when it comes to nutrition. So sure, I'm a nerdy mom, but I love my cows. I mean, kids, I love my kids.
Milk for nerdy moms and just about everyone. Brought to you by Milk for Health on the Niagara Frontier, the guys and gals with the cows.
Some wintertime cattle comfort tips next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com.
Cattle do not like wind.
And says Carl Hoppe of North Dakota State University Extension, a winter windbreak is essential.
Whether it be a tree or multiple trees, or it might be a barn or windbreak fence, whether it be made out of wood or whether it's steel. And if they don't have a windbreak, they'll probably use a hay bale or anything, or even maybe their friend that they'll stand next to, and that friend will be a windbreak. And you'll notice cattle actually on a cold, windy day will end up lined up next to each other trying to keep the wind off each other.
Hoppe says cattle also need cold weather access to plenty of water.
Frozen waters really do have a big effect on cattle performance, because once the water freezes and they quit drinking, they quit eating at the same time.
Speaking of eating, says Hoppe,
this isn't just adequate feed the day of the event. This is adequate feed months before the event. We'd like to have some fat on the cow so they can draw on that. Fat actually acts like some insulation too, so if we have that extra condition on the animal, they can weather these storms quite well.
And says Hoppe, a little insulation from the cold ground helps a lot.
They like to have an area that's soft, that's got some comfort between hard snow or ice or just frozen ground to lay on. They'll seek that out. And if you wonder about how much bedding it takes to bed down a cow, it only needs to be a few inches deep so the cattle have a place to lay down on.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Do you farm land anywhere in CJ Country and want to increase your harvest and improve your yields? Allegheny Farm Drainage, right here in Basem, has been providing industry-leading solutions utilizing GPS design, installation, and ongoing maintenance. They pride themselves on being a family-run agricultural service, providing CJ Country farmers a customized drainage solution for every type of acreage. If you have questions about drainage, Allegheny Farm Drainage has answers. Call them at 762-4444 and online at AlleghenyFarmDrainage.com.
We're getting set to kick off another morning of today's favorites and the legends. But before that, Tony St. James updates the American Cattle News and Closing Market Report. But first, let's check the latest forecast.
Western New York weather.
For today, snow before 4 p.m. and then a slight chance of snow showers after 5 p.m. Areas of blowing snow between 9 a.m. and noon. Temperature falling to around 2 by 5 p.m. Wind chill as low as minus 20. For tonight, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy, low around minus 4. Wind chill as low as minus 20. For Saturday, a chance of snow showers before 10 a.m. Partly sunny and cold with a high near 8. Wind chill as low as minus 20. Currently at the Genesee County Airport, it is 18 degrees.
American Cattle News. We've seen a gradual shift over where cattle are fed. More after this.
Meet Blue. Blue's not feeling well. The prescription? Generic medication. Blue wonders, do they really work as well as name brands? Yes, generics and name brand medications do work the same. Even though they may look different, generics have the same key ingredients. FDA approval is equally rigorous for generics to make sure they're as safe and effective as name brands. And Blue even saves some green, making him a little less, well, blue. Talk to your doctor about generics and visit fda.gov/generic drugs.
There's been a gradual shift in where cattle are fed. Elliot Dennis, University of Nebraska at Lincoln.
Nebraska, with the change in closure from the Mexican border, has really become the predominant cattle feeding state. So some of these numbers in Texas are a little bit lower now. But really, you know, we have the major cattle feeding regions. So we have the Dakota City in the northeast is really killing a lot of the Minnesota, you know, cattle out of Iowa, out of South Dakota, and in the really middle to eastern part of Nebraska. So what does this ultimately mean? We just talked about, you know, the supply situation. There's fewer cows out there. We're killing more cows because we kind of have this long or large amount of ground beef out there, or demand for ground beef. And ultimately, we've been able to kind of compensate that through really an increase in dressed animal weights. This is average dressed weights. When we look at just isolating steer or heifer, these are much larger. Steers pushing well above the 950 range. And packers have really been incentivizing this just because we have, through lower discounts and really fixed discounts over the last 3 or 4 years for heavy cattle. But we've been able to put more pounds on, but ultimately we haven't been able to fully keep up with total commercial beef production. That's what this is, as this is really showing. This is quarterly slaughter, dressed weights, and also commercial beef production. So going into this year, you know, ending this year, we're still going to be down about 4%. And then in order to rebuild the cattle cycle or rebuild the cow herd back up, we're looking for really decrease, year-over-year decreases over the next couple of years in total beef production.
American Cattle News.
Farming and maintaining your property are year-round jobs made easier with a dependable, easy-to-maintain tractor and conveniently accessible parts and fluids from J-Love Farm Supply. The snow is in the air, but you're still clearing the lane, feeding the cows, and performing that essential maintenance in the shop. J-Love Farm Supply has all the genuine AGCO parts and certified service expertise you need to keep your operation and homestead running. Stop into our locations in Batavia, North Java, or Yorkshire, or shop online anytime. J-Love Farm Supply, your local family-owned source for genuine AGCO parts and service.
For over 30 years, Eric C. Rains and Sons has sold and serviced a variety of water pumps in our community, including jet pumps, submersible pumps, well pumps, sump pumps, bladder tanks, and more by top brands like Gould's, Red Jacket, and Liberty. They also offer free delivery within 30 miles of Alexander. Call Eric C. Rains and Sons, 591-3056.
Here's a look at how your markets closed on Thursday. Corn futures higher with March up 2.25 at 424. May was up 2.5 to 432.25. December up 2 to 451.75. March beans were down 0.5 at 1064. May was up 1.25, 1076.25. New crop November up 2.75 to 1077.25. Chicago March wheat was up 7.75 to 515.5. May was up 7.5 to 526.5. In Minneapolis spring wheat, the March was up 10 at 573.75. May was up 10 to 585.25. March hard red winter was up 6 to 525.75. May up 5.25 to 536. Cotton futures in the red. March off 42 points at 63.88. May off 43 to 65.49. July down 43 at 66.97. Back in Chicago, February live cattle off 72.5 at 232.37.5. April down 12.5 to 234.82.5, and June was up 2.5 at 230.90. March feeders were off 10 at 359.27.5. April down 17.5 to 357.95. May was off 10 at 355.47.5. February lean hogs up 62.5 to 88.47.5. April up 75 at 96.35, and May was up 50 at 99.77.5. February Class 3 milk off 31 to $15. March down 25 to 15.21. Crude oil ended $1.26 lower at 59.36 on Wall Street. The Dow Jones up 306 to 49.384. The NASDAQ was up 211 at 23.436. The S&P up 37 at 69.13.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-725-5682. 800-725-5682. 800-725-5682. That's 800-725-5682.
Thanks for listening to the CJ Country Agribusiness Report. Catch it every Monday through Saturday starting at 5 a.m. And stand by for Western New York's morning show next on CJ Country.